listening to Tech Under the Sun. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to episode 8 of the Tech Under the Sun podcast. Want to thank you for tuning in.
You are listening to Tech Under the Sun.
All right, all right. So this episode, I'm going to go over a few things. We just wrapped up here in Orlando, the Orlando Tech Week 2015. It ran through the 13th through the 18th. So that very exciting news coming out of Orlando. It's good to see the tech community here, you know, get together and collaborate and show off. This week here in Orlando is they're going to be actually celebrating the grand opening of the Catalyst workspace, which is in downtown Orlando. For those not familiar with the downtown Orlando area, you know, I encourage you to come out here, whether you do it for business, explore, or you're just in Orlando for vacation, you know, leave the wife and kids in the hotel for one day and come out and check it out. Downtown Orlando's a very exciting place. It's great for business. It's a very business-friendly area of the Orlando, I guess you could say just the general Central Florida area. So it's pretty cool. It's beautiful. A lot of companies are based out of there. The nightlife is awesome. Downtown Orlando, Monday, I guess you could say Monday through Thursday, it's cool. But on the weekend, at night, it's awesome. Just a lot of bars, a lot of nightclubs. So I encourage you, if you're out here on vacation, come out. Yeah, come out and check out not only the nightlife, but just, you know, the business environment, especially if you're an investor, you're with a venture capitalist firm or whatnot. But, yeah, okay, so with that being said, I was I had the honor of being able to interview Dennis Pape, one of the founders of the Catalyst Workspace Group. And it's a very interesting interview. If you haven't heard it, go ahead and check it out. I have the full interview on episode 7. And, you know, I got a tour of the facility, and it's, I mean, it's awesome. It's everything you would need in a workspace. I haven't had an opportunity to go out to Cali and view out some of the workspaces there, or even, you know, across the country. So to be quite frank with you, that was my first time, and I get it. I understand it. You know, it's a good environment to collaborate, you know, to be able to focus. You know, there's a lot of quiet spots in there. You know, for those accustomed to, say, you know, writing their latest book or you know, just coding or whatnot, and going to Starbucks to do it, I would highly recommend that you check out one of these co-work spaces. You know, I get the concept. You know, and folks are there really helping out one another, and or if you're just the loner type and you need, you know, some quiet time to focus, these. Companies like Catalyst provide that environment for you.
All right. To Tech Under the Sun.
So a couple episodes back, if you remember, I spoke about Sling, the Sling app, and you know it's a great app for a cord cutter. At the time, I said that I was going to revisit this in the future. I had signed up for the demo. For the Sling app. And for those not familiar with Sling, let me just give you a quick rundown. Say you have a Roku or you know, theoretically like a streaming device, like a Chromecast or whatnot. Sling is an app that provides pretty much an alternative to cable television. It has a lot of channels on it, and it allows you to stream live television. And The current lineup right now for Sling, I have ESPN, ESPN2, AMC, you know, for Walking Dead fans, Breaking Bad fans and whatnot. We have TNT, for those folks that like Law and Order and Bones. What are the channels? There's A&E, there's a History Channel, self-explanatory, History Channel 2, H2. There's IFC, you know, IFC is kind of like...
You are listening to Tech Under the Sun.
You know, it has a lot of great movies. It's like a HBO, pretty much. It's the best way to describe it. El Rey. There's also the Maker Studios, the Maker Channel. HGTV, one of my favorites. I've recently got put onto HGTV, and I love it. There's two great shows there. There's Caribbean Life, and there's Island Life. Those two shows, me and my girlfriend, we love watching it. There's a Food Channel. You know, you got Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. There's some great shows on the Food Channel. I love to eat. what else? Travel Channel. You know, for fans of Travel Channel, and you know, if you're a traveler and you like going on vacation, then that channel, I guess, would be one that you'd want to watch. Let's see here, the Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. You got ABC Family. It's not ABC, the channel. It's ABC Family. Big difference. It also has a Disney Channel. You also have CNN, the Lifetime Channel, Lifetime Network, and Galavision. So let me see. So and Sling's like $20 a month. Okay. It's in a different league than Netflix and Hulu, obviously. I guess the closest comparison would be Hulu. But with Hulu, you're kind of, limited to having to see the show a day after it aired, right? So if your favorite show, for an example, is Grey's Anatomy, and you have the Hulu app, right? You get to see shows the day after they premiere. I love Hulu, don't get me wrong, but Hulu and Facebook, it's a bad combination, because you're gonna have friends that like are gonna, kill it for you or spoil it, or it's always a spoiler alert threat on Facebook that one of your friends are gonna say, oh no, Rick died or something, something crazy like that, and you didn't want to find out, and then it just kind of ruins that whole episode for you once you know what's gonna happen. So with Sling, you're able to be a cord cutter, but now you can actually see some of these channels in real time. So you're not limited to having to wait till, say, the day after, right? So let me see, how many channels? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, about 16, 17, 18, about 19, almost 20 channels you get with Sling for $20 a month. If you remember that one episode where I did a soft review of Sling, I said, at the time, it wasn't, I just felt like, it was hard to justify, because I was already paying for Netflix, already paying for Hulu, and another $20 a month. And I said, man, did they get AMC on there or one of these other channels that I watched, that then it would be a contender. Well, since then, they've added a couple other channels, including AMC and the History Channel. And I thought that was pretty, pretty cool. My girl was pretty excited to see Lifetime.
You are listening to Tech Under the Sun.
Yeah. So, with that being said, now a couple months, a couple episodes later, what do I think about Sling? Is it worth the $20? Oh, man. I've had a little change of heart. I actually like it now. I like it. I see it now. I see the value of it. What I'm not 100% sure is the cost of the overall, cost analysis, to cut cable, and now you're gonna pay another $20 plus Netflix and Hulu. I'm not 100% sure on that. But what I do know is that if I didn't have Netflix and I didn't have Hulu, then Sling would totally, it's awesome. It'd be a great, super great alternative to cable, and it is right now, don't get me wrong. I like it, you know what? I said I was gonna cancel it, and so far I haven't. So on a scale from 1 to 10, I give Sling about an 8. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning into this segment of the Tech Under the Sun podcast. Thank you for tuning into episode 8, and I really appreciate you. Feel free to comment. Thank you to all the listeners out there. And
you are listening to Tech Under the Sun.
Thank you for tuning in to Tech Under the Sun.
All right, man. You got to get off my podcast. I'll see you next time on episode 9. And thank you for tuning in to Tech Under the Sun.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
You are listening to Tech Under the Sun.
Thank you for tuning in to Tech Under the Sun.